Let's do the cartels. We're going to do the drug cartel.
So after I ministered to those gangs Sunday, and the gangs on Sunday, the gang that gave their hearts to the Lord, there was over 100 people there, because they called their parents and they showed up with the siblings. And
but you're talking about the gangs of molestory.
Yeah. And I was like, Lord, this is amazing what you just did. And I was just sitting at the picnic table thanking the Lord. And it was almost dark. Mm-hmm. And I was like, thank you, Father, for what you've done and what you did today. I look up to my left and I see 3 Cadillacs pull up, black ones. And I'm like, those are cartels. They're either in BMWs, Audis, or Cadillacs. That's what they drive. And so I was like, Lord, give me wisdom. I'm not scared of them, because it's not up to them when I'm going to die, man. It's up to God. Like, that's when he chooses to take me home. But when you see 3 Cadillacs pull up, and you see 5 men come out of a Cadillac, you know, it doesn't look good. But we walk by faith, not by sight. So I thought, Lord, I give all this and put it in your hands. It's up to you, Lord. Give me wisdom. So when they walked up to me, they didn't have no weapons out. They didn't have no pistols on me. And that's a first, because cartels don't trust anybody. Like, the driver is the only one that really never pulls out. But the rest of the guys always have pistols out, because they don't trust anybody. But as they were walking towards me, and they were dressed really nice, but they didn't have no pistols out at all. And the leader comes up to me and goes, hey man, you're Sonny. We know you, because we've heard that you always tell all these gang members about Jesus. You talk to all our girls about Jesus. He says, but I was raised in church. My name is Salvador. He goes, I was raised in church. I've forgotten what it means to serve God, man. And I've been telling my whole team that I'm tired of hurting people. I'm tired of hurting lives and hurting families. He goes, because we give them drugs, man. And we damage lives. Like, he goes, I'm tired of doing that. I don't want to do that anymore. He says, I was in the business to supply needs for people that brought destruction to them. What you're doing for God is you bring forgiveness, you bring healing to hearts. And like I said, it's not me that does that, man. It's Jesus Christ. I said, he gets the glory and the victory for that, man. Like, it's not me. He goes, well, we're here to ask that you would pray for us, man, because we're tired of doing this life like this, man. We got rid of all our everything. We got rid of everything that we had. Now we want Jesus in our hearts, man. We want to start a new life and go back to our families. As soon as he said families, 9 more caddies pulled up. So now there's 12 Cadillacs there. And all the rest of his crew, they all got out of their cars and started walking towards where we were at, talking. And he looked behind his shoulder. He goes, these are all my boys, man. I told them what we were doing today. I gave them the option to either stay doing what they were doing or give their hearts to Jesus. and go back to their families. He goes, we've been looking for you. And when we saw you praying for that gang, and we knew, we saw your truck. He said, they're Sonny. So let's wait till he's done with that gang and then we'll all walk in. But he gave the option to all his teams, say, hey, his cartel gang, you guys decide, because I've already decided to give my heart to Jesus. I'm done with this life. So when those other 9 caddies pulled up and they started walking towards me, the first thing I thought was, they're probably mad at the leader because he's given his heart to Jesus. And God says, no. So when they pulled up, no weapons were drawn, nobody had pistols in their hand. They walked up and they said, hey, did you already ask Jesus in your heart, man? Did you guys already pray? And the Salvador goes, no, we're about to do that. He goes, well, then we're right on time. He says, we were thinking about what you said, going back to our families and starting new lives. That's what we want to do, man. We're also done with this life. I'm done hurting people, man. I don't want to hurt people anymore. See, sometimes when you plant seeds in people's hearts and you witness to them and they see what you're doing, it's not us that does the work. It's,
did you know these guys before?
Yeah, okay, I've met them before.
Okay.
And it's God that does all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Because you plant the seed and then you just let God...
Let it grow.
Yes. And that's what happened with these guys. And I have never seen... I mean, I've seen people cry, but these guys were out of control crying. Because God totally healed their hearts and their minds because they had hurt a lot of people. And when they surrendered to God, then God transformed their hearts. And they started calling their parents and telling them what they have done, and they were coming home. And I thought I was done for the night, man, because the gang had just left, all their families left Sunday night. And I was just sitting at the bench, just thanking the Lord for what just had happened the whole weekend. And that's when the caddies showed up. See, our work here, it just showed me that our work here is never finished until we enter the kingdom of God.
Are there lights in the park there or something so you guys can see each other?
They saw me. But I mean, they saw me and they were like, yeah. But then once they got to the park, all the lights were left on in the caddies.
Cars, okay, so that so you
yeah.
can see
so
each
then
other.
We walked closer okay. to the cars, so then I could see their faces, they could see me, and it was getting cold, but all of a sudden a warm breeze came and it wasn't cold anymore.
Holy Spirit moving.
Amen, yes, the Holy Spirit moving, because once the sun goes down in this time of year, it gets cold.
Yeah.
But they said, Sonny, thank you for telling us about Jesus, man. Because I started remembering what happened when I was young and I was in church, man. He goes, I'm going home. They all shook my hands. I gave them all Bibles. That's another thing. All the gang members all got Bibles from Saturday, Sunday, and all the cartels. I was down to 4 Bibles, and that's all I had Sunday night. Monday, when I got home, there was 2 more boxes with 100 Bibles in each box in front of my apartment. I don't know who dropped them off. It was God, because he knew I was almost out.
Mm-hmm.
So, last weekend was busy, man.
Man, and it Wednesday, sounds like it was.